Saddle Lake. A Saddle Lake man is in custody following a lengthy standoff at the Saddle Lake townsite April 11, which saw businesses and schools locked down as RCMP worked to resolve the situation. Saddle Lake RCMP initially responded at about 2 p.m. to a firearms complaint from a woman who said she had been threatened with a firearm. RCMP found the victim outside the residence in a safe location. The preliminary investigation indicates an argument occurred between the accused and the female victim, at which time the accused allegedly pointed a firearm at the victim and threatened to shoot her, according to an RCMP news release. RCMP placed all businesses and schools on lockdown and restricted the movement of residents in the area to ensure public safety. A perimeter was established around the residence, and while attempting to make contact with the accused inside, several shots were fired at police on scene, striking a fully marked police vehicle. RCMP support resources were called in to assist, including Elk Point Detachment, the Emergency Response Team, ERT, Police Dog Services, PDS, the Eastern Alberta Crime Reduction Unit, EED Crew, and Eastern Alberta District General Investigation Section, EED-GIS. After a lengthy standoff, numerous individuals exited the residence and surrendered to police without incident. One of the occupants was later found to have suffered several injuries consistent with gunshot wounds and was transported to hospital for treatment. No RCMP members discharged their firearm and none were injured during this incident. Randall Pasquayak, 24, of Saddle Lake First Nation has been charged with numerous offenses, including uttering threats, aggravated assault, discharge a firearm with intent, and numerous firearms-related offenses. He refused to speak to bail and was remanded into custody after a judicial interim release hearing with court now set for April 25 to speak to bail.